I think gender and disability converge in a whole lot of different ways.
Yeah.
But one thing I think both movements do is get us to rethink what the body can do. There's an essay by the philosopher Gilles Deleuze called What Can a Body Do? And the question is supposed to challenge the traditional ways in which we think about bodies, mm-hmm. right? We usually ask, you know, what is a body, or what is the ideal form of a body, or, you know, what's the difference between the body and the soul, and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But what can a body do is a different question. It isolates a set of capacities and a set of instrumentalities or actions, and we are kind of assemblages of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And I like this idea. It's not like there's an essence, and it's not like there's an ideal morphology. You know, what a body should look like. It's exactly not that question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or what a body should move like.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I found in thinking about gender and even violence against sexual minorities or gender minorities, people whose gender presentation doesn't conform with standard ideals of femininity or masculinity, is that very often it comes down to how people walk, how they use their hips, what they do with their body parts, what they use their mouth for, what they use their anus for, or what they allow their anus to be used for.